The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace and welcome again to our midweek Lent worship opportunity this evening. I'm glad to see everybody here tonight to gather to sing and pray and to be together one more evening before we are heading to Easter and the resurrection of our Lord. This evening we want to be thinking about our weaknesses. Oftentimes, businesses, before they even begin to operate, put out what's called a SWOT analysis. Have you ever heard this before? You do some interviews to find out what the strengths of the company might be, the weaknesses of the company, the opportunities that are out there in the community, and also the threats, too, maybe from other competitors, that sort of thing. Tonight, we also, kind of in a similar way, in our Christian journey, in our Christian walk, we want to be thinking about our weak points. What are those areas in which we might be vulnerable to attack from Satan? That's going to be an issue as we read this letter from the angel of the Lord to the Christians gathered in the city of Sardis. A couple of just brief pointers before we begin our worship service. The first is that our order of worship can all be found right here just in the insert. I know some people are saying, where's Holden Evening, the booklets for Holden Evening Prayer? We are not doing Holden Evening Prayer tonight. We're really doing the evening prayer, parts of the evening prayer found in the Lutheran service book. I'll guide us through that tonight. There's no reason to be, thinking, oh, how is this going to go? It'll be quite easy. But you will need an insert. Did anyone not receive an insert as you came in here? Okay, quite a few. So let's see. All right. Dick, can I have you pass that out to everyone that didn't get one? Just raise your hand if you didn't get an insert. Dick will make sure it gets around. Dick, you didn't know that you signed up for ushering. Thank you. Got a few more over here. One, two, three. We want to make sure everyone gets an insert because this is going to be a struggle to get through the service. It looks like right up here too, Dick. I could have, yep. Did so well, we're going to put you in charge of ushering now, Dick. Man. And Maggie. Sorry about that. As you take a look at the insert, just a couple of pointers to guide us through. We're going to be singing three hymns. They're all from the Lutheran service book. That's actually the maroon hymnal. So not the green hymnal, the maroon hymnal. So keep that handy. Go ahead and grab one already. You may even want to find those songs that are in the maroon hymnal, Lutheran service book. The psalmody, ironically, is the same psalmody as Holden Evening Prayer. It's Psalm 141, but it's the evening prayer setting found in LSB on page 245. I'm going to go ahead and sing that. It'll be a new tune for everyone. If you do know it, we have some pastors here, and Pastor Brandt's here, and Pastor Bowman, and Pastor Terry, so they will probably know these tunes. So if you do want to sing it with me, go ahead and sing it. But it's also good to try something new. So you're invited to sing with me on that section. And then for the prayers, there is a moment for additional prayers. We'll have a moment of silence like we have so far through Lent. Feel free to share vocally a concern or a person's name during that time. Or you can just be silent and let God search your heart and hear that name for himself. Great, I think that does it. One last thing, we really want to be give thanks to Karen Stanley. She's playing here tonight for us. Thank you, Karen. Good to have you with us. And we'll start off with Karen leading us in our opening hymn, Christ Be My Leader. That's Lutheran Service Book 861, hymn 861, Christ Be My Leader.